Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. I often encounter the question from investors whether they should buy a rental home or buy another rental home if the investor already has a few. Although more millionaires have been made in real estate, more people have gone bust in the same asset class. We only need to think back to the real estate implosion of 2008 to see multiple examples of that. I have owned oodles of real estate, and although I've made quite a bit of money from various real estate endeavors, I did sell all my rental properties in the year 2000 as I got tired of being a landlord and all the problems that came with it. Now I just own empty lots of land. For me, empty parcels have none of the problems that come with rentals and their tenants. The rent moratorium implemented during COVID only solidified my decision, although I did not need any more convincing. When asked why people like rental property, the reason is obvious and always the same, the consistent rent money. In response to the inquiries, I asked the investor, if the renter didn't pay you, would it put stress on your finances? If the answer is no, and the investor could weather his debt levels without the rent, I then ask if the rental will yield 8% return gross in relation to what they spend on their property. An example of that is spending $300,000 on a rental and receiving $24,000 in rent, which is 8% of $300,000, not counting expenses, mind you, taxes or insurance. 8% is regarded as an acceptable return when investing in real estate by many analysts, including this one. Once that milestone is reached, I can comfortably give my blessings for the rental if the investor realizes the other considerations when owning a rental. These include vacancy costs, renter problems, and upkeep costs on the property. If the investor balks at the question whether they could cover the costs of the rental, if the renter stops paying, then there's a problem. I caution that renters can be in the lower income level, that it is possible a renter won't pay, and do you wish to put your family's financial future in the hands of another? If the renter does stop paying you and you can't cover the costs, your family's financial security may be out of your control and in the hands of the deadbeat renter. Keep in mind, many people rent because they can't afford a home. If they lose their job or just decide to live off you for free, you could be in trouble. As for me, I want my financial security in my hands and not at the whims of a flaky renter. If income is your goal, and it is for almost all landlords, there are ways to receive steady income without being a landlord. Dividend stocks of solid companies that have been around for decades may be one option, and real estate investment trusts, known as REITs, are publicly traded companies and are in essence landlords of many properties. They share that rent with you in periodic distributions, yet they do all the work of managing and collecting the rent, and they also take all the risk. Although the stock prices of both dividend-paying stocks and REITs can go up and down, the payments can be ongoing, just like owning a rental. Keep in mind, you won't get the appreciation of the properties, however, like you might by owning one. REIT and dividend-paying stocks are also liquid, and you can sell them without a realtor commission, without waiting for a buyer, negotiating an escrow, or haggling over a real estate contract. Certain annuity products can guarantee generous returns as well if they're structured correctly, and certain programs may exceed double-digit returns, and doesn't that sound nice? Laddered CDs or bonds can also be an income generator without the hassles or risk of being a property landlord. In conclusion, there are many options that are available to investors looking for steady income, and yet some may yield in the double-digit returns without the hassle of having a tenant. Be aware that dividends and distributions from some securities can be increased, decreased, or eliminated by the underlying company and are not guaranteed. Income annuities, although not insured by the government, are guaranteed by the underlying insurance company that issues them. Their ratings are publicly available, so you can ensure you are dealing with a reputable and financially secure company. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor is the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License, OL34249, and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Money, it's
a crime. Share